You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 9. We're continuing in the book of Genesis, and we're going deep into the city of Sodom, a very sinful place. But Abraham's cousin Lot is there with his family, and it takes some angels to go down and get him. Only problem is, Lot can be a little too hospitable, and he's not really in a hurry to go. The angels will have to convince him. And then, later on, Abraham is up to his old tricks again, telling everybody that his wife is just really his sister. So King Abimelech takes Sarah as his bride, and so God steps in again to save Abram and his family. That's at least twice now in Genesis chapters 19 and 20 that God has come to the rescue. And moving on into the New Testament, we're reading the book of Matthew. And in chapter 7 through chapter 8, Jesus finishes his sermon and then goes on healing the people in the area. And we see Jesus interact with all types of citizens, including Jews, teachers of the law, and non-Jews, and even a Roman soldier, which to most people is certainly crossing social barriers. We're also going into the book of Psalm, chapter 7, and we come across a word named Selah. That's S-E-L-A-H. There is no direct translation, but most Bible scholars interpret that word to mean a pause in the poem or narrative. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Genesis chapter 19. That evening, the two angels came to the city of Sodom. Lot was sitting in the area by the city gates. When he saw them, he got up and went to greet these visitors. He bowed low to the ground before them. He said,
"Sirs, I would be honored to serve you. Please come to my home. There you can wash your feet and stay the night. Then you can continue your journey early in the morning."
They replied,
"No, we can spend the night here in the city square."
But Lot insisted that they come to his house, so they finally agreed and went with him. Then Lot made sure they had a good meal, including hot flat bread. Later, when it was time for them to go to bed, all the men of Sodom, every single one of them, young and old, gathered outside Lot's house. And they started shouting,
"Where are the two men who came to stay with you tonight? Bring them out here. We want to have sex with them."
Lot went outside and shut the door behind him. He said,
"No, my friends, please don't do such a terrible thing. These men have come to my house as guests, so I must protect them. Look, I have two daughters who have never had sex with a man. Let them bring them out, then you can do what you want with them. But do not harm these guests of mine."
The man outside said,
"Listen to this man. He is a foreigner who does not even belong here. And now he thinks he can tell us what to do?"
Then they turned to Lot and shouted,
"Come here. We will do worse things to you than we do to your guests."
They pushed Lot aside and clearly planned to break down the door. The two men inside reached out and pulled Lot back inside and shut the door. Then they made everyone outside the door blind, so none of them, young or old, could see to find the door. The two men said to Lot,
"Do you have any relatives living in this city? Do you have any other daughters, sons, sons-in-law, or others here? If so, you should tell them to leave now, because we are going to destroy this city. The Lord has heard enough about how evil the city is. so he has sent us to destroy it.
Salat went to warn the men who were engaged to his daughters. He said,
"Hurry and leave the city. The Lord is ready to destroy it."
But they would not go with Lot because they thought he was trying to fool them. Fairly early the next morning, the angels told Lot to hurry and leave. And they said,
"Get out now. Take your wife and two daughters with you. The Lord is ready to destroy this city. If you don't leave now, you will die with everyone else."
Lot was slow to leave, but the Lord showed mercy to him and his family. The two men grabbed his hand and the hands of his wife and daughters. They led Lot and his family to a place outside the city. As soon as they were out of the city, one of the men said,
"Run for your life. Don't look back at the city, and don't stop anywhere in the valley. Run to the hills, or you will die."
But Lot said,
"Sir, please don't make me run that far. You have been so good to me, your servant. I am grateful for your kindness in saving my life. But I cannot run all the way to the hills. Before the disaster catches me, I will die. Look, see that small town over there? It is near enough for me to get there. Before the disaster comes, you can see it is a very small town. If you will let me go there, I will be safe."
The angel said to Lot,
"Very well. I will let you do that. I will not destroy that town. But run fast, because you must be safely in that town before I can destroy Sodom."
Lot said that town was small, so it was later named Zoar. Lot entered Zoar just as the sun was coming up. Then the Lord caused fire and burning sulfur to fall like rain on Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed the whole valley, all the cities, the people living in the cities, and all the plant life growing in the valley. On the way to Zoar, Lot's wife looked back at Sodom. When she did, she became a block of salt. Early in the next morning, Abraham got up and went to the place where he had stood and talked with the Lord. Abraham looked down towards the valley and the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. He saw clouds of smoke rising from the land like smoke from a furnace. So that is how God destroyed the cities in the valley where Lot lived. But he remembered what Abraham had asked. And before he destroyed those cities, he led Lot safely away from the disaster. Lot was afraid to stay in Zoar, so he took his two daughters and went to live in a cave in the hills. One day, the older daughter said to the younger,
"Our father is getting old, and there are no other men around here to give us children, so we cannot have a family the way everyone else does. Let's get our father drunk with wine, then we can have sex with him. By having his children, we will make a way for our family to continue."
So that night, they gave their father enough wine to make him drunk, and the older daughter went and had sex with him. He did not even know when she came to bed or when she got up. The next day, the older daughter said to the younger daughter,
"Last night, I had sex with my father. We will get him drunk again tonight. Then you can go and have sex with him. By having his children, we will make a way for our family to continue."
So that night, they gave their father enough wine to make him drunk. Then the younger daughter went and had sex with them. Again, Lot did not know when she came to bed or when she got up. Both of Lot's daughters became pregnant, and he was the father. The older daughter had a son. She named him Moab. Moab is the ancestor of all the Moabites living today. The younger daughter also had a son. She named him Ben-Ami. Ben-Ami is the ancestor of all the Ammonites living today.
Genesis
Genesis chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Abraham tricks Abimelech. Abraham decided to move to the southern part of Canaan, where he settled between Kadesh and Shur. Later, when he was living as an immigrant in the city of Gerar, Abraham told the people there that Sarah was his sister. That is why King Abimelech of Gerar sent some servants to take her to live with him. But one night God spoke to Abimelech in a dream. God said to him,
"Prepare to die, because the woman you took is married."
Now, Abimelech had not yet had sex with Sarah, so he said,
"Lord, I have done nothing wrong. Would you destroy innocent people? Abraham himself told me, this woman is my sister. And she also said, this man is my brother. So I did not know I was doing anything wrong. I am innocent."
In his dream, Abimelech heard God answer,
"Yes, I know you did not think you were doing anything wrong. So I kept you from sinning against me and did not allow you to sleep with her. Give Abraham his wife back. He is a prophet. He will pray for you and you will live. And if you do not give her back to him, you can be sure that you and all your people will die."
So very early the next morning, Abimelech called together all his officials and told them about his dream. The story filled them all with fear. Then Abimelech sent for Abraham and said to him,
"Look what you have done to us. Because of you, I'm guilty of a terrible sin, and it has brought so much trouble on me and my people. I've never done anything wrong to you, so why did you do this? No one should ever do what you have done to me. What were you thinking that made you do it?"
Abraham replied,
"I thought no one here had any fear of God. So I thought there was nothing to stop someone from killing me to take Sarah. She is my wife, but she is also my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not of my mother. God told me to leave my father's house and travel from place to place. That is when I said to Sarah, 'Please do this favor for me. Wherever we go, tell people I am your brother.'"
Abimelech gave Abraham some sheep, cattle, and men and women slaves. He also gave Sarah back to Abraham. Then Abimelech said,
"Look all around you. This is my land. Choose any place you want to live."
And he said to Sarah,
"I am giving your brother Abraham 1,000 pieces of silver. I do this to show your people that they should not think anything bad about you. I want everyone to know you have done nothing wrong."
From the time Abimelech took Sarah to live in his house, none of the women there were able to have children. God had made this happen to punish Abimelech for taking Sarah, Abraham's wife. But then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his women slaves, so that they could have children again. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. Jesus is preaching to the crowd. "Whoever hears these teachings of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall, because it was built on rock. Whoever hears these teachings of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. It rained hard, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, completely destroyed." When Jesus finished speaking, people were amazed at his teaching because he did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like someone with authority. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 22. Jesus heals a sick man. When Jesus came down from the hill, A large crowd followed him, and a man with a dreaded skin disease came to him. The man bowed down before Jesus and said,
Lord, you have the power to heal me if you want.
Jesus reached out and touched the man. He said, I want to heal you. Be healed. Immediately, the man was healed from his disease. Then Jesus said to him, Don't tell anyone about what happened, but go and let the priests look at you and offer the gift that Moses commanded for people who are made well. This will show everyone that you have been healed. When Jesus went to the town of Capernaum, an army officer came to him and begged for help. The officer said,
Lord, my servant is very sick, at home in bed. He can't move his body, has much pain.
Jesus said to the officer, I will go and heal him. The officer answered,
Lord, I'm not good enough for you to come into my house. You need only to give the order, and my servant will be healed. I know this, because I understand authority. There are people who have authority over me, and I have soldiers under my authority. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. I tell another soldier, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and my servant obeys me.
When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He said to those who were with him, The truth is, this man has more faith than anyone I have found, even in Israel. Many people will come from the east and from the west. These people will sit and eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in God's kingdom. And those who should have the kingdom will be thrown out. They will be thrown outside into the darkness, where people will cry and grind their teeth in pain. Then Jesus said to the officer, Go home. Your servant will be healed as you believed he would. Right then, his servant was healed. Jesus went to Peter's house. He saw that Peter's mother-in-law was in bed with a high fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Then she stood up and began to serve him. That evening, people brought to Jesus many people who had demons inside them. He spoke, and the demons left the people. He healed all those who were sick. So Jesus made clear the full meaning of what Isaiah the prophet said. He took away our diseases and carried away our sicknesses. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he told his followers to go to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said,
Teacher, I will follow you anywhere you go.
Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes to live in. The birds have nests. But the Son of Man has no place to rest. Another of Jesus' followers said to him,
Lord, I will follow you too. But first, let me go and bury my father.
But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let those who are dead bury their own dead. Psalm chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. A song of David that he sang to the Lord about Cush from the tribe of Benjamin.
Lord my God, I come to you for protection. Save me from all who are chasing me. If you don't help me, I will be torn apart like an animal caught by a lion. I will be carried away with no one to save me. Lord my God, what have I done to deserve this? I am not guilty of any wrong. I have done nothing to hurt a friend or to help his wicked enemy. If that is not the truth, then punish me. Let an enemy chase me, catch me, and kill me. Let him grind me into the dirt and put me in my grave. Selah. Lord, get up and show your anger. My enemies are angry, so stand and fight against them. Get me the justice that you demand. Gather the nations around you and take your place as judge. Lord, judge the people. Lord, judge me. Prove that I am right and that I am innocent. Stop those who do evil.
support those who do good. God, you are fair. You know what people are thinking. Thank you, everyone. That should do it for day 9. In the next episode, Abraham must face the most difficult test of faith he or anyone in history has had to face. And as we continue in the book of Matthew, we've seen Jesus preach, we've seen Jesus heal, now we'll see Jesus deal directly with demons. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.